Hi developers, I'm Hossein Milli, I'm Microsoft MVP. In this video, we'll learn how to create a sign-up page in Xamarin Forms applications. This application will allow users to enter his login and his password, click sign up, then he will be added as a user in our web API application. In a previous video, we have created an ASP.NET web API project and we have tested the flow for registering a user. So we have created a post HTTP request. This post request contains the email password and the confirmation password for the user. Then this one will be sent to the web service, which will do the registration of the user. This web service is in the account controller of our project, which is the register method that will take the module containing the login and password, then save him in the database for the users. Now let's create a Xamarin Forms application that do this flow. For that, I'll go to my solution, right click, and click add new project. And from here, I'll go to cross-platform and add new cross-platform app. Let's call it ideas, then click OK. We want here our project to use the portable class library, PCL. Once those projects was added, I will add them inside one folder so that I could have a clear structure for my applications, for my projects. So put all the mobile projects inside this folder and let's call this folder mobile. Good. Now we'll start from the portable class library where we have the code project for our application, and here I'll use the MVVM design pattern. For that, I'll go and add a new folder and call it view models, and I'll create a view model for the registration of the user. For that, I'll add a new class and call it register view model. Inside the register view model, which is a public class, I'll go and add all the logic for getting the user information. For that, the user unable to do the registration, he need to enter his username or his email. For that, I'll create a property of type string and call it email. This property will take the user input for the email and also another property, call it password. And a third property for the confirmed password. Now with this, we'll add that for the click of that button, we'll create a command. For that, here I'll add a public I command, and this command we'll call it register command. It will have a getter that creates a new command, get, so it will return a new command. And the implementation of this command will let it for later. Great, now let's use this view model with our view. For that, I'll go and create another view inside the views folder and add our first view. Let's call it, it should be a blank forms app. Let's call it register page. With this view, we'll go and do the binding, the data binding with our register view model. For that, I need to access the namespace for my view model. I call it, for example, VM equal, and then use the namespace in which lives my view model, which is this one here, ideas.viewmodels. Oops. Great. Now We can do data binding. So let's say content page dot binding context, and then use that VM namespace to say here I want to bind to the register view model. Great. Oh, it seems that this is the right syntax for adding the namespace. We should add that CLR namespace. Okay. Now we can create the user interface. For that, I'll create a stack layout which have an orientation vertical. And inside this stack layout, we'll put the first entry for entering the email of the user. And we'll bind the text property of this entry with the email. Let's add a placeholder to help the user to say that this is for your email. And let's add this same entry now for the password. And say here it's for your password, and a third for confirmation password, and see here confirm password. Because here we are writing a password, so we can tell Xamarin.Forms that this is an entry for a password by telling is password equal true. And the same for confirmation password, is password equal true. With this, we'll add our button. And the button will have a text. Or let's start by setting the command of this button. So we'll bind it to our register command. And this button will have a text saying here, sign up or register. Let's call it register. Great. Now, when the user clicks that button, he will get this information and he will try to register. To register, here we'll create an API service that will be responsible for registering the user, and it will be also responsible for all the communications with our web service. For that, let's create a new folder. We call it services, and we put inside it our API services. So let's services, add another class, call it API services. Great, let's make it a public class. Then in this API services, we'll go and use it in order to register the user within our system. For that, I go here to my view model and use that API services. Let's call it API services equal new API services. Then from the command, we'll go and use that API services, and we'll go and create a new method for register the user. We call it register async. And to this method, in order to register, it needs to get the email of the user, the password as a second parameter. Then it needs also the confirm password. The register method doesn't exist. For that, we'll go and create it. Here I'm using GreSharper. For that, I just hit Alt Enter and create that method. So it will have those parameters, and this should be an async task method. From this method, what we'll do is that we'll go and create an HTTP request. For that, I'll use the HTTP client equal new HTTP client. But here HTTP client is not installed in my project. For that, I'll go and install it. So I'll go to my portable project and select manage NuGet packages, go to browse and look for HTTP client. Install it. Okay, I accept. Then we'll be able to add the namespace for the HTTP client, which is right here, system.net.http. Now we'll use this client to send the user information. For that, we'll go and send those information, but those ones should be sent inside the register binding model object. But because here the register in our API accepts a register binding model, for that we'll go here where we do have the register binding model, and it's defined right here inside the models. I'll go and get a copy of this class and use it from my PCL project. For that, I'll add a new models folder and add a new class which will contain my register binding model. Ctrl V. And here from Xamarin, we cannot recognize those attributes. For that, I'll go and just remove them from here. We only need the name of the class and the attributes. So we'll go and name this class one to be a binding, register binding model. So let's rename that file. Good. Now we can go back to our API services and create our model. Let's say equal new register, or we have called it register binding model. Equal new register binding model. And to this model, we'll go and pass the email. Email equal email, and the same for the password and for the confirm password. Great, now we need to serialize this object into a JSON object. For that, I'll go and use JSON convert, but it's also not installed yet. For that, I'll go and install it quickly. I go manage NuGet packages and look for this one here, newtonsoft.json, install it. Okay. Once that's successfully installed, now I can add its namespace, which is his newtonsoft.json dot serialize object, and pass my model object. After that, we need to create an HTTP content object. We'll call it content equal new. Here we'll go and choose the string content and put inside it our JSON object. Then here we are ready to use our client object to say post async. And from the post, the first parameter required is the URL of our web service. For that, I'll add that URL, and that's the same URL as we have used from Postman. So api/account/register. Copy that one and use it right here. The second parameter will be the content. Great, post will is an await method, and it will return some response. For that response contains an information about the success of the registration. For that, let's try to return that information to the user interface. For that, let's say return response.isSuccess status code. And here with that, we need to change the return type of this method to say I wanted to return a Boolean. Good. Now from the view model, our register view model, we'll go and invoke, so that method will be invoked, register async. Now we'll get that response. Let's call it isSuccess equal await. And from the await here, we should use the async inside the lambda expression. Great, now if that success is true, so let's say if is success, then we'll go and show a message. Here I'll go and create a new message property, say prop of type string message, so to help the user to know if the registration is done successfully or not. So if it's success, we'll say that the message is telling registered successfully. If not, then we'll tell the user that the registration was not a success. So we'll tell it retry later. Great, so this is all the code we need in order to register a new user to our web API. Now let's run this application and see it in action. For that, here, because the web service is in my local machine, so I can test this from the Android application by doing some configuration to allow Android to connect to a local web service. But here I go and choose the simplest solution, which is to test from my UWP application. For that here, I'll choose to start my UWP project. So I'll go to the UWP project, right click and set as startup project. And here again, I need that the web service should be running in parallel with my mobile application. For that, I'll go and choose to run both projects by going to my solution and then select set startup projects. And right from here, we have the choice to pick multiple startup projects. And here I'll choose my web project and also my UWP project. Start, apply, okay. Now when I hit start, both projects will start at the same time. Here, because we have created a new page, so we need to set that page as our startup page. So here we need to say, I want to start my register page. Great, now let's start the app. Here you see that I do have an error saying that UWP needs to be deployed before it can be started. So the way to fix this is by going to the startup projects, set startup projects again, and from here we do have the option for configuration properties, and here we should specify, we should tell that the UWP project should be deployed and built, okay, and also it should be configured as x86. We confirm that and we run again. Now here it is, our application. So for the first entry here, I'll go and enter my email, then choose a password, confirm the password, then hit register. Oh, it seems that the registration is not done successfully, and that's because we have forget one line of code. That's to say that for the client or for the content, we are saying it's of type application slash JSON. So we need to not forget this property. Now let's run again. Confirm the password, hit register. Then here we go to the API service for the register method. It takes the email password and the confirm password. Continue. And now we have hit the web service for registering the user. It takes now the model with those information. Then it will try to register this user. And then it returns OK. So then the user is registered from in the database. And we can now see the that the user was registered. And here I'm not showing the message. So let's add that quickly in our user interface. So let's go to the register method and add right here a label to just only show the message. So let's say text equal binding the message. So in this video, we have created a XamarinForms application that registers the users to our web API project. In the next videos, we'll see how to do sign-in. So thank you.